Yep. It's TMZ Verified, the podcast. I'm Wild.
I'm Steph.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome back. New week, same two people.
Same us.
Same us.
What do you call us again? Salt and pepper?
Kim and Nene.
I hate when you say that.
Okay, if you are watching this right now, leave a comment. Let us know.
Hate.
Is it Kim? Oh, not definitely not Kim. Is it Kim? Mm-mm. Zolciak? And Nene Leaks?
No, the fact that you...
Don't be tardy for
hey,
the party.
I don't like that.
What do you want to be then?
Cher and
You're
Dion.
You're going to be KCI and
Cher and Dion.
DePaul?
Cher and Dion from Clueless. When you're in the freeway with your boyfriend.
I don't really know if that one's speaking to me.
Okay.
But we got some actual stories to talk about today, y'all. Everyone's favorite TikToker, and I mean truly everyone right now knows who this person is. I'm talking about Risa Tisa, y'all. Risa Tisa's ex, Legion. Legion has come out, and he is threatening some legal action.
We already know how I feel about this.
Okay.
Continue.
We'll tell y'all more about that. There is this OnlyFans model that got arrested recently. And then, you know, sometimes people get arrested and it turns out really bad. But this actually turned out really good. We'll tell you why. And, Steph, you didn't know about this one. This was a surprise story.
Right, because you sent me the same story and I was confused.
There is, I think we have discovered who is going to be the voice of the generation. Like, I have never
Oh God, I can't wait to hear
heard
who you
a
think
more,
is going to be the voice of the generation.
A more angelic singing voice. Than this person here.
If you say Demi Lovato, I'm leaving.
No! It's a new person.
Okay.
All right, let's start with Risa Tisa. So if you've been on TikTok lately, you know that there is a 50, is it 50 parts?
Guys, she's completely taken over the internet, not just TikTok. It's on Reels, it's on Twitter, it's on Instagram, it's on...
Like the New York Times.
The New York Times, the New York Post. Like, I'm not that I'm done with it by any means, but I'm... Oh, like, this is going places.
It's always weird, dude, because we're on the internet a lot, and then, like, we talk about things, and then a week later, all the news organizations are like, oh, my God, did you see this TikTok girl?
And remember, last week, we, like, told you what went down. Basically, this woman had a really terrible relationship during 2020 and kind of just, like, part by part, video by video, broke down what happened in the relationship. And now we have an update.
So the guy, the man in question, who she referred to as Legion, has come out. His name is Jerome McCoy. Jerome has come out in a few things. He, one, claimed that everything that Risa was saying was a lie. Which is a very intricate thing to lie about. Like, that's a lot of little bit of details to be making up. So that's still questionable. But he also is saying that he's questioning or considering taking some form of legal action against Risa Tisa, whose real name we... found out from Legion is Teresa Johnson. Also, why are you telling her business, sir?
I have a username. Like, hello.
He just tried to sprinkle that on, and by the way, her name. So we talked to Legion. TMZ talked to Legion exclusively, and he relayed this information to us. Legion goes on to say that, like, everything that Risa Tisa said about their relationship was largely false. He claims that, like we talked about recently, he says that he found her cheating and that's what broke up the relationship. And then he also claims, this is new, he claims that she has been trying to secretly get back together with him. Like she tried multiple times to reconcile.
Okay, but like we all do that. Just because I'm mad doesn't mean I want to spin the block one more time. That's like not, that has nothing to do with the 50-part series. He's just bringing up random stuff now.
He is.
Tell me right now in the comments that you haven't like been mad at like an ex or been like, okay, I'm for sure done. And then like spun the block one more time to little get like a little.
Yeah, he doesn't have, or at least at this time, he doesn't seem to have a lawyer.
Or receipts.
So he might not actually be genuinely considering legal action. But that's what he claiming.
I can make a 50-part series about you right now, and there's nothing you can do. It's like social media. You can do whatever you want.
It's a little weird. I mean, you can't really defame people, but it doesn't seem
if it's true, though. Yeah. Like, imagine lying 50 times.
It's a lot of time.
That's a lot of, like...
10 minutes, 50 times.
That's crazy.
No one would ever do that. But we have to see how this plays out. So Risa, for her part, Risa Tisa... has given us some updates. And here's what she said.
Earlier today, Legion's older brother, Chris, reached out to my friend, Tracy Tripp, an attorney here in Metro Atlanta. He called her firm to ask how he can get in contact with me. Chris wanted me to also let you all know that their parents, though they are passed away, the parents did everything they could to get Legion psychiatric help. At one point, they were taking him to different therapists and psychologists. He's been diagnosed as a kid with both bipolar and schizophrenia.
So basically, she's telling us all the tea that, like, we want to know behind the scenes, which I really, really like when people do that.
Because I was wondering. I'm like, all right, so she dropped this series. It's hella viral.
Has he texted you?
That's what
is
I'm
he
saying.
Calling? And, you know, that's the stuff I want to know.
This is a story that keeps on going.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, actress Danielle Pinnock has offered to play Risa Tisa in a scripted series.
Why do they always have to take it there? That's where they see you lost me.
Because I don't want a scripted series.
I just saw a 50 part, like.
Okay, but what I would like is a documentary. Like, I want like a Netflix documentary that's like kind of messy, a little bit. You know, like.
I think we got our 50 parts, and like, if you want to go rehash, we can go watch those.
True, but like, you need the visuals.
I have a small rant. I'm over like when. Okay, this person's a reality star. Now they're on Broadway. This person now is a singer. They're going to be doing the Olympics. Like, everyone needs to stay in their own lane. Risa Tisa, great TikToker. Let's stay there. I don't think she shouldn't get any brand deals. Like, brand her, deal her up.
Mm-hmm.
Stay out of the movies. Stay out of the shows.
You don't want to see, like, a documentary where, like...
I just watched a 50-part documentary of myself.
They can call it, like, Legion Speaks.
And that took long enough.
I can just see Legion, like, dramatically sitting down in the room with, like, one spotlight on him being like, I'm ready to tell my story.
Every guy in LA.
Ah!
Like, I'm ready to be an actor. It's like, get a job, you know?
I mean, we can say as of now, we have not heard any whispers or any rumblings about any potential documentaries or scripted series about Risa Tisa, but I'm keeping my hopes up.
I think I have a new brand strategy for Risa Tisa, if she's listening. First of all, love you. Love the 50-part series. I actually watched the entire thing, and that's a lot. I just want to say, I think your next move should be go into other exes. Deep dive from 16, whenever you started dating, losing the virginity, first BF, first breakup. I want to go through 50-part series, every single boyfriend. It's not Dancing with the Stars is not the move. It's not a movie. It's not a documentary. It's not being like, here's my makeup routine. It's go through every ex.
You trying to make her the Taylor Swift of TikTok?
Why not?
Ah!
You're clearly great at it. You're a great storyteller. Write a book.
I would actually.
Come out with a podcast. Each episode, part one.
Podcast.
I'm 16. Start from every single age.
She could do the whole series again on a podcast version, just more detailed than I'd probably.
I might be in the wrong profession. I think that I would be really good at like telling people.
Like, I'm sure there's voicemails, videos. Like, you know what I'm
exactly.
saying?
Exactly. Insert the soundbite just like we do here. Like, we could help you.
Risa Tisa, call us up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Moving on.
Picture this.
Mm-hmm.
OnlyFans?
Yes.
Mugshot?
Okay.
Millions. I'm just kidding. Not millions, but this woman is an OnlyFans model. Actress, whatever mm-hmm. you want to call it. She was arrested for
shoplifting, which is like, are they still locking people up for shoplifting at this point?
Yes.
Food is so expensive. Like, let them have it.
Okay.
They charging us for grapes out here.
As a side note, she was going through some like personal stuff. She went through like a miscarriage. She had like a very, let's just say she was arrested.
Mm-hmm.
And most people get arrested and, you know, it's just like really shitty and like nothing good comes out of it.
Typically.
This girl, $24,000 because of how gorgeous she looked in her mugshot. So basically it like went on an Instagram page. What's the Instagram page called?
The Instagram, this is my favorite part.
What?
It's called Mugs Shorties.
Okay. Basically her photo went viral because she's so gorgeous. And then she basically just...
So, they posted on this Mug Shorties thing, which one, I didn't even know that there was a Hot People Mugshot Instagram account. Have you seen, like, have you scrolled through the Instagram account? It's some fun ass people on
They're
this.
Not all that cute. But are she's you, really pretty.
Are you kidding me? If you guys are listening on podcasts, search TMZ Verify the Podcast on YouTube. We're going to put up some of these mugshots. But like, you don't think that these are like... Okay, that's besides
the
point.
Some of them are.
Okay, so this woman, her name is Abby Newman. She was arrested for shoplifting, but I mean, context is important. She was suffering through some like mental issues and
miscarriage,
things like that.
Like, you know,
those things are
stuff.
Important.
Yeah.
Sometimes not all crime is bad crime.
Well, or it's like, okay, I was going through a really tough time, blah, blah, blah.
am. That's one thing. But then she made $24,000 off OnlyFans.
That's how beautiful she is.
She is. I mean, I'm not denying that she's really attractive.
We wouldn't know. My mugshot guys would not be making me any money.
$0.
$0.
They actually add more time to his.
No, seriously.
He's so ugly.
No, seriously.
It's just like, what the hell? So obviously this is like giving reminiscent. Prison Bay a couple years ago. Remember
yes.
that dude?
Remember? Yeah, yes.
Jeremy
Sexy Felon
or whatever.
Sexy Felon. Yeah. He was hot.
I have a question though.
What?
Are there some crimes that are just like too crimey? Like, I don't really.
I'm going to need to elaborate.
Okay, here's why I'm asking this. Because this incident actually truly happened like a few days ago. There was, and this is a horrific story, and I'm confused as to why people were finding light in this in any way, shape, or form, but there was a mother and a daughter that were killed in a car accident that happened after a Drake concert because the guy that was driving the car, they were crossing the street, but the guy driving the car was like speeding, allegedly going like 70 miles an hour, and he ran into these people as they were crossing the street, and they are no longer with us. But like, people have been like posting his mugshot online and being like, he's so hot. And I'm like, he killed somebody.
Yeah, no.
Like, so, it immediately is not sexy when you kill somebody.
Yeah, so the shoplifting thing for Abby, like, I think that's fine. You're shoplifting, like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, you know, she's probably in there, like, for 24 hours or whatever the thing is. But
right. When
you're killing people, you're no longer sexy.
Yeah, I think once you start hurting people, I don't give a hell what you
or
look
causing
like.
Serious harm. Like,
yeah, like
no sexy can cover a murder.
Okay, so now I want to put my thing down, flip it, and reverse it. What is a sexy crime?
Beating someone up for like saying something like
that's harming people. We just said you can't call someone.
Okay, but that counts. Like if someone's like sticking up for somebody, that's in the right.
You go context.
Okay, someone calls me a bitch at the bar, and you fucking destroyer hot.
Oh, you like that?
I mean, I don't like it.
But
I'm
like,
saying
that kind
if.
Of makes you, okay. That tickles your fancy. What about like,
someone almost hits me in the street, but then doesn't, and then you slam on their car and punch him in the face.
And then he goes, can I take you out to dinner?
And I go, yes.
Oh my God.
That's a sexy felon. Okay, what about this? When like a dad like can't afford like Christmas gifts, steals.
Oh, that.
Free.
Free coochie or free Christmas gifts?
Free out of jail. Like, you're good. You're what crime? I didn't see anything. Okay, here's another one. A guy, let's say.
Yes.
Let's say he's sexy. This is huge here. Also, major context. If the guy's not hot, jail.
Yeah, we're talking about sexy crimes.
Slammer.
What's the crime that you would
sexy,
like?
He gets cheated on, murders the other guy, hot.
Girl.
Cheating.
What in a fatal attraction is happening?
Cheating.
A murder?
Okay, not actual murder, but like beating
attempted
up.
Manslaughter if he almost
attempted,
ran you over in the street.
Don't cheat.
Oh my God.
I'm just kidding. But like seriously, I think if you're just punching, okay, are we talking like actual murder, like knife in stomach?
No, just,
or
I'm
like
just
punching?
I'm just asking what crimes you think were sexy. I don't know how you got on this.
I think a good punch is always sexy.
Okay,
if
you are
hot.
Watching this from jail, Stephanie.
There are actually like really hot Idaho people on TikTok.
Also, you
specifically
know,
Idaho. I'm not dating any of you, but I'm just saying if there's anyone attractive in there, like, good for you.
Okay. I don't know if I have, like, a sexy crime. Like
for a girl, you have to. I just did men.
What would be a sexy crime? What's something that I mean, I'm a dude, though, so there's not really a lot of things that would sway me the opposite way. Like,
okay, I have a question.
A girl could punch me in the face, and I'd be like,
What if?
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, what if a girl's so obsessed with a guy and she's sexy, like top tier in your head, think of the sexiest girl.
Mm-hmm.
She breaks into her boyfriend's house because he's not answering.
Love it.
Okay.
I want my house to be broken into. I want you to be climbing over my balcony.
Okay.
I want it to be the middle of the night and I hear, wow, I know you in there. Like, oh.
Okay, so
the
then
crazier
you do
the
have
better.
Okay,
I'm just
so then
toxic.
You do have one. Shut up. You're like making me sound like I'm crazy.
Yeah, no, I like it too.
Okay.
Just don't like murder other people. Like
murder
can,
is crazy.
But you can stab me.
You?
Take me to the hospital.
Don't touch me. Like, hurt the other person.
I mean, I'm a dude. And, like, nine times out of ten, if a girl hits us, it's because we... This is going to sound really bad, but, like, we be doing shit as dudes.
This is where our podcast gets canceled.
Ah!
This is where the line is.
All right, we should just move on
now.
We
gotta move on.
Okay. I teased this at the top of the show. I told y'all that we had just discovered the most beautiful, beautiful voice. And before I give y'all any context, just take a second and listen to this angel.
Oh, say can you see Manon's early life, what so proudly we hailed.
I mean, Lil Celine Dion. I'm talking Lil Miss Mariah Carey. If Whitney Houston and Aretha Franklin had a baby, it would be Kingsley Murray.
I'm one of those people, I don't think every kid's cute.
Did you not hear the chops on that kid?
Here's some context. In the office right now, every single person's computer has played this video at full volume for some reason. I don't think she's good. I don't think it's that cute.
She is a music prodigy.
Are you joking?
Okay, so if y'all are missing this, that was Little Kingsley Murray. She sung the national anthem at a Pacers game. And I truly think that we are on the cusp of greatness. Like, there are people in history that have just been monumental. I'm talking Whitney Houston. I'm talking Celine Dion. I'm talking Mariah Carey. And now, Kingsley Murray.
Okay, I do respect the confidence. I think there's sometimes you can be really confident. Wow. And I really like when little kids are confident.
I don't think she's not good. What did you not like?
All of it.
You go from the start to the finish?
I think I do like the confidence. I love a good passion project.
You didn't hear that final note, though. Like the over the land.
Trust me,
the...
heard it.
Okay,
I'm lot
play
today.
It again for the people. We don't have to actually play it. I'll just edit it in post. Like, come on.
How old is she?
8.
Cute.
You see what I'm saying? Like, could you sing like that at 8?
Probably.
Okay, could you sing like that right now?
Absolutely not.
Okay, hit a little. Give us a little something,
No.
Over the land of the free.
I.
In the home of the what?
I'm fully saying that I don't have a good voice.
Hooray.
Again, admire the confidence. Not good.
Wow. I don't like the level of hateration that is happening right now.
You can't add Asian to every single word and expect it to be like a diss.
Why not?
Because it just isn't hit. I don't feel bad for being honest. I really think this girl is really cute. I think she's like really sweet. I love a passion project, but I don't want to give some. I wish someone would have told me when I was little the truth.
Which was?
And I hope she watches this later in life. Not.
I was about to say, because you. I don't want beef with 8-year-old
I don't want
Kingsley
beef
Murray.
With the internet right now. I'm just being honest.
All right, there's one more thing I want to talk about that wasn't on our initial talk about list.
Well, the talk about list you sent had 2 wrong things on it, so.
All right, y'all. I have been having a really tough time at work, let me tell you. There is a video that popped up that we got of a situation that went down, and I'm really bringing this up for my own personal reasons because we live in Los Angeles, obviously. We're in LA.
You're talking about Venice Beach.
No, but we can talk about Venice Beach also.
Can we start with
that? Other people, yes.
There's a video on our site. It's about this woman that's basically...
I don't even
it's
know
so good.
It.
I don't even
TMZ.com.
TMZ.com, nakedness, crazy. So good. I want to interview her. Describe the video. You're better.
So we don't actually know what started the video or how the altercation happened, but there are 2 women. One woman is boho naked. I mean, like, full private parts out. Everything is bushy. It's out there. It's flapping around. There's one woman. And then there's another lady that she's fighting. The lady that she's fighting, the non-naked woman, has like a spiked club. And so you just see
You didn't
woman.
Have to say bushy.
Well, I had to let people know that her private parts were out and I didn't know another way to say it.
This is another example.
I'm not
of
hating
a,
off the bush.
I'm okay, this is another example of like 2 women fighting that I kind of support.
You support the fight?
Yeah, because it really looked like passion. Like, there was some shit. I want to know the backstory of why we're fighting.
We don't know.
We don't know.
And we're playing the video right now. So, again, YouTube.com, TMZ Verify the Podcast. You just see, like, this crazy altercation. And the thing is that nobody around it is fazed. Like, everybody is just, this is the most Los Angeles video I've ever seen in my life. People are walking by drinking their iced coffee as if they're not too
It is a regular day.
So, my favorite part of the video is that this fight goes down. But then at the end, the naked woman just walks and picks up her clothes. And I'm just, Was she naked by choice?
So like, what I want to know is, like, you're asking the wrong questions here.
Okay.
The best question here is, when did the clothes come off?
That's what I'm saying. I think, you know how sometimes people get into fights and they'd be like, you want some of this, bitch? And then they take off their clothes.
The bottoms is crazy. Like, when did you decide this part of the
exactly.
fight?
Exactly.
Pants off.
Pants off, shirt off, panties off, socks.
Do you think, A, they were fighting over a guy? Two, as we know, is Los Angeles. Are they fighting over, like, a spot to hang out? To
whatever
claim? Or just for no reason, just one accidentally brushed the shoulder and now they're doing a full fight?
I truly don't know, because I don't really want to make speculations about either one of these people in this video, because something does seem a little ticky-ticky boom boom, because who would be fighting naked in the street? So I think that there might be another issue that you did not propose as an option, if you're picking up what I'm putting down.
I'm trying not to get canceled, but yes.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I don't think it was over anything.
Great video, though. 10 out of 10 on the creator scale.
Great content. Another video from Los Angeles. We've been showing our ass this week, because what is going on in LA?
It's been a crazy week.
It's been a messed up week. So there were two horse police officers. If you don't know what I mean by horse police officers, there are cops that are obviously on top of horses. In LA, in Philadelphia even, in most major cities, we have cops on horses that walk around in the streets. It's normal. The cops were just walking down Melrose Avenue, which is like a lit-ass avenue in LA.
Busy.
And this dog, Unleashed, by the way, which is why I wanted to bring this up, because I hate people when they dogs in Los Angeles. This Unleashed dog comes charging at the police horses, is like snapping and biting at the dog, at the horse. The guy runs over. Again, we're playing the video right now. The guy runs over, tries to, like, I don't even know what he's doing, trying to get his dog, but like the dog wasn't coming. The cops are freaking out. The one cop gets off of the horse and starts whooping the dog's ass with like a little police baton thing. And I hate to see people act aggressively towards animals, but this was one time when I go, what the? Because this is a real serious problem if you live in LA or any other city. Like, we have a leash your dog law here. But for whatever reason, motherfuckers don't like to leash their dogs. Now, I will say, in this man's defense, he claims that the dog was in a vehicle that was driving down Melrose Avenue, and then the dog ejected itself out the vehicle. Honestly, not an excuse, though, because that could have been a small child. That could have been a, like, pregnant woman. That could have been an elder. Like, you can't just allow your dogs enough leeway that they can jump out the damn window of your car.
Let me know when it's my turn.
It's your turn.
And under no circumstances should a cop, or anyone for that matter, hit a dog with a baton.
Under no circumstance. I can give you five circumstances right now.
None.
Attacking a police officer.
None.
Attacking a child.
None.
Attacking another person. So if a police officer walks up on a dog attacking a small child, what are they supposed to do?
He wasn't attacking anybody.
He was not attacking the horses?
He was literally just being like rampant around.
Are you kidding? They can't risk that?
Okay, but you could do it literally any other way.
Like what? Another option that they could have done in that moment.
For one, like, if you know anything about dogs, like, be calm.
This is Melrose Avenue.
I have another rant. Like, why the fuck are we on horses?
It doesn't. It's a city. That happens everywhere.
No.
Yes, it is.
I've lived in New York, L.A.
I can guarantee you it happens in New York and Los Angeles.
I know.
And Philadelphia,
I don't get it.
And Miami as well.
Why?
Because it's a police.
That's the best form of transportation? There's a bird. There's a scooter.
No, but there's
at this point, get on a hoverboard. Why the hell are we on horses? Never have I ever, except Paul Revere, seen it as a good source of transportation.
I think you're arguing the wrong point here.
I'm not.
The point is not. We're arguing about police officers.
No, we're arguing about animals involved in this.
No.
There shouldn't have been horses there to begin with.
There are always going to be horses and police officers on horses in large places. And there are particular reasons why that we have mounted.
Obviously, the dog off leash was like a mistake. Yes. Is it the owner's fault?
You think he mistakenly didn't make sure his dog was secured in a car?
That's his fault. Correct. But I'm talking about the cop, like, literally, that's not... You think if you hit the... I have a question. If you think the dog's going to get hit by the cop and then automatically stop in its tracks...
It did 100% slowed the dog down.
Okay, slowed it down. Yes, I did. But slowed it down and stopping him completely is crazy.
What would you have done in that moment?
Stayed calm.
And what?
Come here. Running around
Girl,
crazy is... No, I'm serious. Running around crazy like that is just going to rile the dog up more. Does anyone have dogs in this room? Yes.
Everyone in this room
is running around.
Literally everyone does. I don't think that the dog, it's not like we're, this is not animal abuse. So for us to be arguing about the whooping of the
dog,
it's
not animal abuse.
That's like saying the police had to break up a fight and there was an aggressive person and they had to hit a person that now is abusive. No, like
dogs are different.
And I am not, what if I'm having to defend the police? We have a real fucking problem here because I am never.
I am so confused by this conversation.
Why am I defending the police?
I don't know.
I'm not even defending the police. I'm defending a horse though.
You think hitting the dog is going to make it slow down?
I think that you need to do whatever you need to do to prevent that dog from attacking another entity, period. Whether it's a horse, another dog, it could have been a child. What if you was walking to Apple? Imagine that.
You didn't even bring her up in the thought phrase. You don't need to bring up my dog.
What if you was walking Apple down Melrose Ave, because we live in
I would
Hollywood.
Pick her ass up and be like, no.
But what if you ain't have time? Have
what
you not
you
seen
not
those?
Have, time?
Have you not seen videos of people walking their dogs and having their dogs attacked by other off-leash animals?
That's crazy and dumb.
But like, what do you do in that moment? Say, hold up, because at that point, they already got Apple hand in its mouth. Do you want him, and they swing an Apple around by her mother effing neck?
No, but what I'm saying is it's obviously the owner's fault for not having it on a leash.
Yes.
Crazy. Why would you do that? Second of all, there shouldn't be horses there, period. Why the fuck are we having horses on the street?
I truly love horses,
so
I'm like, I don't see the problem with that.
I love horses, too. I grew up with horses.
So what's the issue with horses?
Because they're not good in this context. L.A. on Melrose, what are they good on Melrose for?
Have you never been to any large gathering of people? There are always mounted police officers.
You think a horse is going to hurt somebody?
Steph, you are missing the point here.
No, I'm not. No horses, dog on leash, no hitting. I don't understand what the problem is. I think you're actually being crazy.
No, I think honestly, in this situation, we are probably lucky that the horses were there because that dog clearly
has a real big help.
No, because the dog clearly has a tendency to jump out of the freaking car whenever it wants to and continue to peruse around Melrose Avenue. So I think that the biggest thing is we should be lucky that it was horses and not a small child or a pregnant mother or a mother with her child or someone elderly who could not defend themselves. I think in this situation, we're lucky that it was horses and there were police officers there to immediately resolve the situation.
I think hitting a dog in any circumstance is not okay.
You keep saying any circumstance.
This
like
one.
Dogs don't be randomly attacking people's children and they have to get dogs off people's
okay.
children. Like, you can't say any circumstance.
Okay, fine.
But
this one.
Okay, that's fair.
That was uncalled. Like, okay, fine. You know what? If they're like, literally, there's someone in actual danger. This was crazy.
I have heard so many stories of people getting attacked by people's
I understand.
Random dogs.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about this one.
This
Watch
is
the
this
video.
Is a police officer getting attacked by a dog.
Okay, but to hit it with a baton.
Okay, sis, we're going to have to agree.
We're going to, I don't know if we're going to.
Let me know in the comments right now, whose side are you on? And the fact that I am on the police officer's side is
means
really
that you're,
telling.
You can take your crazy pills today because that's that's insane.
I'm not on the police side. I'm on
you
the
are.
Horse, I'm on the horse's side.
The horse shouldn't be there. I love horses. They shouldn't. I don't get why I was there.
All right. We got to get out of here. Any other gripes you got before we get out of here today? I go one more thing. It's like, I'm joking. I have no additional gripes. I would like to say that we specifically did not cover that Bobby Altoff AI thing because I am so over Bobby Altoff and everything she does. I think it's a little bit of scamation.
Do you think scamation is not?
Stop shooting me down. I'm sorry you're not as spicy. Say your point, please. I go, sorry you ain't creative. Go. What are you about to say? Go.
What do you think about AI making songs about like celebrity, like singers, where it sounds just like them and they don't really need the singer anymore? For example, the Taylor Swift. Let me sing it for you. I'll actually sing this one.
Yeah.
It's like, Travie made it to the big game. One step closer to having Kelsey as my last name.
I did hear about that. We actually talked about that on the new TMZ Swift Tea podcast, which is currently available.
Thoughts?
I feel like
weird.
I don't really know.
Hate.
It's weird.
Hate.
But like, what are you going to do? Like, a lot of the artists are like, we need a law. And it's like, relax. We need laws for other things.
Like not hitting dogs.
Girl, bye. Until next week, we'll see y'all later.